When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. This is your host, Alex, and a big shout out to Chelsea. Chelsea, thanks for the kind words about the show. The down-to-earth approach is a core position I look forward to conveying in the show because we're all in the same boat, really. And if you haven't gotten around to it, the rest of you, right now, go to marketadventures.co/giveaway to take the survey so you can get a shout-out and get entered to win a $50 Amazon gift card. Now, back to you, Chelsea. You mentioned that you have a hard time finding out the companies that you like and where to find the time to try and stay ahead of the news. You're going to really enjoy these two tips because they speak very much to that exact idea. The easier we keep it, the better we'll do with our investments. Enjoy this episode. The legendary trader I'm referring to is Peter Lynch. He's one of the greatest fund managers of all time. He's rumored to have went with his daughters shopping on the weekend to get his stock tips. Now, this may be a rumor, but the idea is important. Supply and demand work on all levels, from micro to macro, right? From the big, broad economic sense to just what you're going to order when you go to McDonald's, right? People are always interested in something. So start with something that you're interested in and you can get around and get your hands on, right? The number one rule, right? The number one tip of Peter Lynch is if you can't explain it to a 10-year-old in 2 minutes or less why you own a stock, then you shouldn't own it. And guess what? Saying it's going up is not a suitable answer, right? Stocks are not a lottery ticket. People buy stocks they don't understand, and when it goes down, they don't know what to do. Now, a commonly practiced strategy among those people, right, where they buy a stock they don't understand is they wait until they break even or get their money back, and then they get out. You can find these people on a chart. If you're a technical analyst, you don't want to be one of these people. We, as technical analysts, trade based on these people's emotional tendencies, right? Them not really understanding the investment. People do more research into what movie to watch. Me and my girlfriend included, right? We'll read every single analysis. We will not do it if it's this on Rotten Tomatoes or IMDb, right? But we'd rather spend time finding what movies to watch or whether we should get the regular fruit or the organic, which my girlfriend gets organic, my mom gets regular, but find it too difficult to look into a stock for an industry they're familiar with, my mom and girlfriend being the example, right? They'd rather buy organic or buy regular fruit, but they're not too interested in the stock market. Now, if you had been using Amazon, right? Here's an example, right? If you had been using Amazon prior to 2009, which a lot of people were, and you decided to buy their stock just because you use them, then you'd be up 3,200. That's right, 3,200% without any knowledge of economics. That means for every $1 you put in, you would have gotten $32 out to this day. And that's in only a little over 10 years. Now, Chelsea, if you find that you don't have time to get ahead on news, then don't, right? A lot of people don't. Look around your life at products you use without fail regularly and invest in those companies, right? If you own an Apple product, if you didn't drink any kind of Coca-Cola product or Pepsi product, which we all pretty much do, including water, right? So let's give an example, right? If you like a coffee blend at Starbucks, right? The little bags of coffee they sell, and it's on sale, you buy more, right? You normally would go in there and buy one bag, but you notice it's 50% off. So this time you buy three or four bags, so you don't have to come back. But if there's no sale, you can still buy. It doesn't make it a bad purchase because you're getting value out of it. And when the world goes into a panic and the coffee blend is way below where it was when you first bought it, just think, has anything changed about the company? Has anything changed about the coffee? Has the coffee changed in any way? Are people still drinking it? Do you still like this particular blend? As it pertains to stocks, is a company still doing well, right? If you have a company that you use every day, and we'll use Starbucks in this example, and you use it every single day, and nothing has changed about the company, but suddenly the stock price is down, right? You can take 5 to 10 minutes and just go to Google, right? Starbucks Investor Relations. Type it into Google and go to the company page. And there on the headline, and this goes for every single company that's listed on the stock exchange to some degree have an investor relations part of their website. And on the front page, it'll tell you what's going on with the company. You can even click on press releases and quarterly earnings reports and just look at the numbers and look at them compared to last year. This literally takes 5 to 10 minutes. If you poop like a regular human being, this goes for everybody, you can sit on the toilet and literally Google this while you're sitting there and for 5 minutes look up this company. Not to get too graphic, but we're going to go back to the example now. So nothing's changed about Starbucks, right? The stock price is going down, but remember, the stock price is not indicative of the company. The stock price is indicative of the market or market participants, other human beings' perception of the company. But the coffee hasn't changed. The coffee blend you like hasn't changed. You still buy it. There's still other people in the store spending money, right? There's still a line out the door. If nothing has changed and the price is down, now instead of just a coffee being on sale, the entire company's on sale. It's okay to buy some more. That's a key. And when I ask you, well, why do you own this stock? You can tell me under 2 minutes why you own the stock, right? You can tell me really quickly why you own the company. Now, number two, there's plenty of time. There's plenty of time. In that same Amazon example, right, where if you had used Amazon and you bought it in 2009, 10 years after, remember, it IPO'd in 1997. So if you bought it before 2009, 10 years later, you still would have made 3,200 or 3,200% on every dollar, right? In that same Amazon example, right, you could have waited 10 years, right? You don't need to be in a rush. The stock market always presents opportunity. You may not be the guy that bought it for $5, but if you're the guy that got 3,200%, who the hell cares what the guy that bought $5 did, right? You're worried about your money. Now, Robinhood is allowing investors now to buy IPO stocks, and we're going to touch on this for 2 seconds. That's a bad idea to me. Why? Because it's incentivizing more people to feel like they have to be the first person to buy a stock. Right? You don't need to be the first person to get a stock to get rich. In fact, almost no one, and repeat this, almost no one gets rich off of getting a stock first. You can look at almost every IPO to date. The people who bought the stocks within the first couple of minutes because they wanted it now because they thought it was going to go up forever, get crushed. Right? Get crushed. There are very few IPOs that have gone up within the first couple years of its existence, right? Be patient, right? And it all comes down to these two things. And I'm going to simplify it, right? Because we talked about, you have to be able to explain it and there's plenty of time. It comes down to this. Trust your knowledge and be patient. Use what you have. Use what you got, right? If you're a nurse, medical stocks may be your niche. It's okay to stay within one niche. Guess what? You can get rich only trading 5 or 6 stocks. You can get rich only trading one area of the stock market. Who cares what everybody else is doing? If you're a nurse and medical stocks are your niche, You're seeing what drugs are coming through your office every day. You're seeing what drugs are being prescribed more often. And you can pick up a box and you can look at the name of the drug and you can Google the drug and find out who the manufacturer is, who holds the patent, right? Does that company have more drugs that need to be FDA approved? You can go through a long chain of things using Google. Again, we're going to keep using Google on this. And you can get rich like that. If you're a car salesman, you're around cars all day. You understand better than anybody, even the owner of the dealership, right? You understand the demand cycle for vehicles. What's the foot traffic like? What cars are being sold more often? What model of cars are being sold more often, right? You can simply Google that. You can Google down to the basics. Who makes the chips for the car? Does AMD make the chips? Does NVIDIA make the chips? You can do all of these things because you know about cars. We all have an edge. Just start small, keep it super simple, and be patient. And those are the two tips from legendary investor Peter Lynch. I was able to answer some of your concerns there. I tried my best, and if you guys got anything, remember those two tips. Just be simple and be patient. Cash is a position. If you have to sit in some money until you find something that you like, it's okay to sit. But if you see an opportunity and it fits within your realm of understanding, it's okay to take a shot on yourself. For the rest of you, make sure you go to marketadventures.co/giveaway. I mean, you might get a shout out. You might get an episode that just so happens that's dedicated to answering your question. Who knows? And you also can get $50 of Amazon money for free. So go to marketadventures.co/giveaway to enter the contest, but also get your questions answered live on the air, coincidentally. So enjoy the rest of your day. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.